Do your emotions rule you? That's the title of my sermonette. Do your emotions rule you? Many here on site and at home behind the screens have followed their feelings throughout their lives from childhood. We have done what we felt like doing. Even today, as adults, most of our actions are based on feelings. In many cases, however, we should not let ourselves be led by feelings, even if we might feel good about it. We are responsible for making decisions based on what is good, whether that decision is made with our thinking. It's time to make our actions independent of our feelings. How can we get rid of our emotional attitude? The solution is so simple and easy. First, do the right thing, and then feel good. The addiction to feeling good has turned many people's thinking upside down. We all need to switch our thinking, that we will also transform our lives. The wise King Solomon wrote, please turn to Proverbs 16, verse 32. Proverbs 16 and verse 32. He who is fast to anger is better than the mighty. It's wrong, right? He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Jesus promised the following to those who learn to control their emotions. Please turn to Revelation 2, and we read 26. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Today's world is ruled by feelings. Advertisers know that we are often ruled by feelings. That's why they use means that appeal to our feelings to encourage us to buy. Let's think about how often we bring our feelings into play. For example, when we don't want to do something, we say, I don't feel like it. What are these volcanoes inside us that we call feelings? Feelings do not automatically have power over us. Nevertheless, many people believe that they are helplessly at the mercy of their feelings. This is supported by all the metaphors we associated with feelings. Burning with rage, paralyzed by fear, prisoner of love, raging with jealousy. These metaphors are based on the false idea that we are helpless victims, at the mercy of our feelings. However, your feelings do not have to control you. You can have control over your feelings. Feelings and the process by which they arise need to be a mystery to us. Feelings can be good or bad, positive or negative. They can inspire us to do the right thing, but they can also drive us to the evil. You are in control at a crucial moment. You don't have to act on your feelings now. You decide whether to do something or not. This moment is truly decisive because your whole future can hang by the thread in this moment. Success or failure, happiness or unhappiness, life or death may depend on their decision. You can freeze time at a difficult moment. When you realize that you are being overwhelmed by a feeling, it is time to stop. In some cases, your feeling may urge you to do the right thing. But this is not always the case. At this crucial moment, you should disconnect your actions from your feelings. The critical moment is when you decide to do the right thing. Let's look at an example of how people let their feelings influence their lives at a critical moment. Adam and Eve obeyed their negative feelings and committed the first sin. Our great, 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 great parents were addicted to their feelings. In Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, God said to Adam and Eve, Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." So, God gave them a choice. They could do the right thing and feel good, or they could do what they feel like doing first and discover the consequence later. Feelings must be judged in the light of God's law to determine whether they are positive or negative. You cannot simply rely on your feelings. You must decide with a clear mind to do the right thing, and then you feel good. In Genesis 3, verse 1 and 5, we see Eve standing before the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In verse 4 and 6, or 4 to 6, she is encouraged by Satan to eat from the tree. When she saw the fruit, Eve was even more inspired to eat it. She had a feeling of desire for this fruit. She saw that the tree was delight to the eyes and tempting because it made one wise. The future of all mankind depended on the single moment. Did Eve and Adam pause to consider what was right at this crucial moment between feelings and doing, rather than simply doing what made them feel good? No, they both ignored the crucial moments and allowed the feelings to guide them. In Genesis 3, verse 6, we read about Eve. Genesis 3, and we read verse 6. "She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." After all, it's not as if Adam was at work or didn't know what kind of fruit from what kind of tree it was. They were driven by their feelings, and their descendants are driven by their feelings as well. How can you safely get a grip on your feelings? Redirect your feelings towards positive thoughts. Yes, even create new ones. With knowledge comes responsibility. We are responsible for our feelings. To be able to control our feelings, we have to accept this responsibility. We are not helpless victims. On the contrary, we can learn to master our feelings. We master our feelings by keeping an eye on them. Stay in touch with what is going on in your mind by constantly examining your feelings. Paul exhorts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we read verse 5. "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to obedience of Christ." Let us take the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer as an analogy. At the thermometer follows what it senses, and the thermostat senses when something is wrong and gives a signal. We need to be like a thermostat and constantly analyze our feelings. If they are right, it is no problem to follow them. If they are wrong, then we don't follow them. If you do the right thing, you will feel good. As soon as you notice a feeling, take your time at a crucial moment between feeling and acting, thinking about what you want to do. God used the critical moment between feeling and acting to try to help Cain, the eldest son of Eve. In Genesis 4, verse 4, Abel, his younger brother, gave God the best sheep and he had for a sacrifice. Genesis 4, verse 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. God rewarded Abel for his generous attitude with special honor and recognition. Abel did the right thing, so he felt good. Cain obviously didn't do his best, and God made it clear to him. We read in verse 5, in the same chapter, verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. Cain was affected by negative impulse or negative emotions and influenced her mind. We continue reading in the second part of verse 5. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Cain was close to the following his feelings, which would lead to sin. At a crucial moment, God stopped Cain and asked him, verse 6 in the same chapter, "Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen?" God showed Cain how he could change his negative feelings and create good feelings through the right actions. He spoke to him in verse 7. "If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and it is this desire is for you, but you should rule over it." But Cain did listen to God. He followed his negative feelings and committed murder, the first murder in human history. King David already knew how to get rid of the often unconscious habit of feeling one's feelings. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, and we read verse 165. "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing caused them to stumble." God's law distinguishes between right and wrong, good and bad. It is important to do the right thing, and then you will feel good. This is what King Solomon meant when he said in Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. "But happy is he who keeps the law." When you are blessed, you are happy. Why does it make us happy to obey God and his revealed law? Because it is based on the principle of love. And love means selfless giving. And giving always makes you feel good. That is why Christ says in Acts 20, verse 35. Acts 20, and let us read 35. "It is more blessed to give than to receive. We therefore, finally, know a way to get rid of our emotional addiction. With God's help, we can lead a truly happy life we have always longed for. And let us remember, first, we do the right thing, and then we feel good."